it's funny. I can't imagine I'm the first one to ask you this, but in hindsight, how affected were you by the lack of time between games for that first Eagles game? And do you anticipate being, or do you anticipate feeling different this weekend?
Yeah, I think, just going through the normal routine this week and having a few days off, that's always a big benefit. And I think it'll help our football team as a whole and just having the ability to come out and put your best foot forward. And I'm anxious to see our team go play.
There were plays in that game where we've seen you in the past either scramble or spin where it didn't look like you had that mobility. Do you agree with that from that first game?
You know, I'm not into getting into the details of all of it. I didn't play as well as I wanted to. I'm excited about coming playing in this game and having an opportunity to be better. And we're going against a really, really good team who's going to provide a great challenge for us. And I'm very excited about that opportunity to go back and be better than what we were.
Tony, what was the feeling in the locker room after that game? I know some players said right away they were looking forward to the rematch. Just kind of take us inside there and what the atmosphere was like after that loss.
Well, anytime you lose a game in the National Football League, no one enjoys right after the game. I think it's you're upset, you're disappointed, you're frustrated, all those things that come into play. What you find, though, is when you get removed from it and you have – you know, a day or two, you can sometimes honestly get, you know, more upset looking back on some of the things, but you start to find out reasons as to why, and then you start to understand that you really just, as a team, we did not play our best football, and the Eagles had a lot to do with that. We hurt ourselves in certain things that we are a little bit abnormal for us. We did some things that, well, I guess wasn't the norm, and I relish the opportunity to go out and have another opportunity to play these guys.
Because of that, I mean, is it kind of a good thing that you guys get them again after only, 2.5 weeks with only one game in between?
Yeah, it can be good. It can be tough, too. I mean, they won that game convincingly in all three phases. You know, you go back and look, they did a great job against our defense. They did great against our offense. And they did well on special teams. And when you look at it, you have to understand that we can't just be a little bit better. We have to improve a lot to have a chance to win this game. And like I said, this is why you want to have that opportunity. This is why you win other games. This is why you have a good football team and you're in position this time of year to be able to play and go and have an opportunity like this.
A lot of what we've been hearing here is that, you know, certainly you guys can play a lot better, and the Eagles expect that, but that the teams can't make a whole lot of changes in 17 days, that there won't be any great dramatic differences in you know, philosophy or personnel or anything like that. Is that
the answer? I agree with that. I think, you know, that's the thing is we're fighting a battle because we understand, you know, the team we just played two games ago really took it to us, and we've got to figure out a way to not allow that to happen again, because football at the end of the day is still, you know, hitting, tackling, and you know, being physical and tough. And I think we weren't our best versions of ourselves, you know, throwing, catching this last time. And I think our football team just feels very anxious to get out there and do better than what we did. And you know, we're just ready for that.
The one game the Eagles had in between, obviously, was Seattle. What did you take from that game watching it?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's two good football teams going head-to-head. You know, we played Seattle. We understand how good they are. And, you know, it's going to be a physical game between those two teams. Both teams are very physical teams. And, you know, it's just tough. It's tough to go to beat the defending champs. It's tough, you know, to consistently win every single week when you have a new, you know, team that's coming on that's playing great football. And I think you watch that game and it really comes down to a few plays, even though, you know, the games are always talked about as the team who wins is much better. But, you know, there wasn't that big a difference between the two teams in the field except for a few plays that made the difference.
How do you explain the fact that you guys are 6-0 on the road this year? It seems kind of strange.
Well, There's no great answer. I mean, I wish I had something for you, but you know, it's just about, you know, staying together. You know, kind of getting into that bunker mentality where we're in this. It's just us against everybody, and you go in there and you lay it on the line. I mean, like I said, this game is a physical, tough game, and you've got to be willing to put your body and just who you are, you know, on the line to be able to win those kind of games. And, you know, being on the road in the NFL is tough. I mean, you watch the tape, the Eagles' defensive pressure and their defense looks, you know, outstanding all year, but they look even better at home. I mean, they do some things at home that are very troublesome on opposing offenses. So, you know, with the snap count and stuff, I'll have to do some different things to counterbalance that.
Hey, Tony, Fletcher Cox, 91, he's come on quite a bit in the past few weeks. What have you seen watching him on film?
Oh, yeah, he's done an outstanding job. You know, he's a tough matchup for every team. And, you know, he's really come into his own this year. He was a good player last year. You had to account for him this year. He's, you know, I think he deserves to go to the Pro Bowl this year. I think he's really made that football team as good as they are on offense. He's really elevated that unit on defense, and you can just see it week in and week out on the tape.